Chevy Dodge. Right now, 73.
Find all the latest local news on DailyDodge.com, presented by Saputo.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning. It is 10:09 at 95.3 WBEV. I am Wade Bates, sitting in on Community Comment today for Justin Wilski, and we got a great show today. Very informative, and going to be interesting to talk to our good friends at Moraine Park Technical College. Joe Desiderio, the Dean of Business, IT, and AI Innovations, is joining us today as Moraine Park's business, IT, and AI programs are evolving to meet the workforce demands, providing students with hands-on, career-focused education supported by strong industry partnerships. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing fantastic here. Now, where's Moraine Park at, I guess, now? You know, the high schools and everything are kind of out for the summer. Does it ever really stop at MPTC? Do you ever get a break?
I mean, not too much. I mean, most of our faculty are now off for the summer, but, you know, we do still have some summer offerings going on that just started this week. So it's a little bit quieter, but still active.
Well, I appreciate the time. We're going to talk about a very fascinating topic here, the ever-changing world that we're in, AI at Moraine Park, I guess. You know, you're seeing it more and more in every realm of business in the world, even our business that we work in here. Just, I guess, overview, how is AI being, I guess, integrated across the college?
So this semester we added a virtual course assistant, if you will, into all of our Canvas courses. Canvas is our learning management system. So every class has the ability to offer this virtual tutor, which is AI powered, that allows students to, and faculty, but students mostly, to ask questions about course content, maybe get things explained in a different way. They can create their own quizzes, you know, like flashcard type of situations. And then faculty can actually use it to help with some of the more tedious tasks of like creating rubrics for assignments, helping them brainstorm lesson plan ideas, you know, things like that. So that's in Canvas. At the college, we're in the process of testing an AI chatbot that people will be able to use on the public website. We're hoping to get that live, you know, later this summer, maybe right before the fall semester starts. So that people will have the option of our traditional search or using a chatbot to kind of help them navigate and find things on our website.
Sure. When did you first start seeing AI, remedial in the early stages of AI? When did you guys start seeing that, or even students bringing it in, using it on their own, or are you guys starting to see the basic stuff come into your campus?
Yeah, I mean, I would say right around the time ChatGPT was first launched in November of 2022, you know, we started seeing, students using it. Even our, faculty employees at the college started using it right away. You know, like, it just kind of took the world by storm. You know, as everybody knows, you know, it hit hundreds of millions of users within like a couple of weeks, you know, so it's, you know, we started seeing it pretty early on, and then we knew we needed to kind of adjust. And then the implications of what we saw, you know, our industry partners are like, okay, we're going to need to be able to use this. So then we kind of shifted and, you know, started offering programming in that space. We got it launched pretty quick. We have an AI data specialist program, you know, where people can learn how to use AI to analyze data, present that data out, and then make predictions on what they can use or what they would do with their business going forward. And that just launched this past fall.
Sure. You talk about, you know, the overview of that, the AI data specialist program. It's amazing where, you know, 10 years ago, you probably wouldn't have known that you would need a program like that, right? And just amazing how technology changes. What does the AI data specialist program all entail at Moraine Park?
Yeah. So it gives students an intro into what AI does, you know, and how they can use it. They do an AI fundamentals course. They take a Python class, which is the programming language most AIs are built on. And then a couple of other courses like natural language processing, which is what makes AI conversational. And then the, business apps for AI. And then they really dive into data analysis. It's heavy in the data analysis, using it for decision making, visualization and reporting, like what that data looks like and how it or how they can present that data out so that it's usable and understandable by other people.
If a student would go into that AI data specialist program, typically how long is that education process go? How long are they in school to hone their craft?
Yeah, so it's an associate degree. So it is if they're going full time, it's a 2-year program. We have a lot of part-time students at the college, so it might take 3 years depending on what, how quickly they get through the courses and what their schedule allows them to take.
Sure. What has the demand been for the program since it's been launched? I mean, obviously with the way things are changing, is that one where the interest level is rising on a regular basis?
Yeah. So when we submitted our application to launch this program to the system office at the state, we had to project out like how many students we would have in, each semester for the first year or first 3 years. And we've already exceeded, what we projected for year three, and it's still in year one. So, the demand is there, and the interest is growing. We're adding more students to the program every semester.
We're talking with Joe Desiderio, Dean of Business, IT, and AI Innovations at Moraine Park Technical College on Community Comment. When it comes to the workforce demand for AI-related skills, how have you seen that change, and what are they looking for, and what aspects of, I guess, the workforce are looking to integrate AI and AI data specialists?
Yeah, I mean, it's really everywhere, honestly. When we were researching this program, I actually asked that every advisory committee at the college bring it up and see if their partners are. So I didn't just do it with my IT programs. We did it across the college, and every single advisory committee that we have, whether it was in healthcare, manufacturing, trades, business and IT, every single one of them said that we're going to need people with AI skills. They said, and pretty much every one of them said, people will not lose their jobs to AI. They will, they may lose their job to somebody with the same skill set that knows how to use AI.
Yeah, that's one of those things I was going to say. We've integrated it into what we do every day here. Just like anything new, sometimes when it comes out, it may be a little like, you're kind of a little overwhelmed. But once you figure out how to use it and use it correctly, and it can really, enhance what you're doing. No matter what business is out there right now, they are using AI in some sort of way, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's so many different use cases for it. And it's very unique because you can tailor it to whatever your business need is, really.
Yeah, sure. How are students preparing for careers in AI-driven workplaces that you have seen now, getting ready for that?
Yeah, I think a lot of our students have a leg up on us because they've been using it really since it came out. So they're more natively familiar with it, our younger students. Otherwise, it's we're trying to incorporate AI into our classes in a way that is authentic, where they can't just use it to do their work for them, but, using AI as a brainstorming partner, help me work through this, quiz me, conversations, back and forth, that kind of stuff. They're really just, they're diving in and using it a lot.
Hey, Joe, if somebody's listening and they're interested in the AI data specialist program at Moraine Park, what's the best way to kind of find more information on it?
Yeah, I guess the best way is our website. If they go out to moraineparkedu, they can actually just search for the AI data specialist program or go to the programs link on the website, and then it'll be like the third or fourth one down because they're listed alphabetically. But that's the best place to go to find out more information. And then there's actually a button on there that says request more information. And then one of our staff members here at the college would reach out to them.
Awesome stuff. We're talking with Joe Desiderio, the the Dean of Business, IT, and Innovation at Moraine Park Technical College. I want to talk a little bit more about information technology programs. Joe, I have to take a quick break, though. Can you hang on the line quick?
Absolutely.
All right. It's 10:18 here at 95.3 WBEV. This is
Big Crunch. Big Bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our next Brat Fry is Thursday, June 4th, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department at Swan Park.
Energy does more than power homes and businesses. It powers progress. Whether it's supporting new businesses coming to town or helping existing ones expand, our efforts create jobs and improve the places we all call home. At Alliant Energy, we're not just meeting today's energy needs. We're building a stronger energy future for all. It's reliable, it's resilient, and it's built for Wisconsin's future. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/communitygrowth to learn more.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our Memorial Day sale is going strong, and you can save big with our doorbusters. Now, doorbusters are super special. You got to come into the store to get these amazing savings. They're while supplies last, so shop local and hurry in. Save big with this amazing reclining sofa as little as $682 and get the matching rocker recliner completely free of charge. Or this amazing huge sectional with free ottoman. Now the sectional is only $992 and you get the matching ottoman completely free of charge. Now our doorbusters are while supplies last, so you'll definitely want to hurry in and save big. Check out our recliner chairs for as little as $199 or Lazy Boy rocker recliner chairs for as little as $299, and take advantage of our interest-free financing. Stop in, shop local, and save big during our Memorial Day sale going strong with all of our doorbusters. Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Have the dog days of summer got you feeling hot, sweaty, and down? Then you need to call the expert team at JB Mechanical. When that summer heat hits hard, count on them to help you defeat it. Give a dog a bone and give yourself a much-needed break while the JB Mechanical team tackles any important AC services, from repairs to replacements, whole house dehumidifiers, and more. Learn more about their practical and cost-effective solutions by visiting jbmechllc.com. JB Mechanical is a proud dealer of Train equipment.
Nothing runs like a train.
Women's health is a lifelong journey. At Prairie Ridge Health, we're here with you every step of the way. From routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between, our team provides compassionate care tailored toward women. Now offering certified nurse, midwives, and urogynecology care. Learn more at prairieridge.health/womenshealth. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 10:22. Community Comment continues on 95.3 WBEV. Excited to have in Joe Desiderio, Dean of Business, IT, and AI Innovation with the Moraine Park Technical College. We talked a little bit about AI in the first segment. Now I want to move on to information technology. Joe, thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, information technology, also very active at Moraine Park Technical College. Can you kind of give us, I guess, a general overview of what Moraine Park's IT offerings are?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have programs on the what we call the infrastructure side, so that's like tech support, networking, and cybersecurity. And then we have programs on the developer side, so that's like web development, mobile app development, software development. So we've got a good range of IT programs at the college.
Sure. When I guess people know the term IT, but that there's a pretty wide window. You talked a little bit about those things. There's a lot of different things you can do with IT these days, isn't there? It's not just in the olden days. I think people thought it was, hey, you're going to fix computers, or if I have a problem or I can't get into something, the IT person helps out. It's much wider than that now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's become very specialized just because there's so much to it. Like you said, back in the day, that's what I actually did. I was a tech support person, then became a tech support instructor here at the college, and now in the dean role. So that was my background, was tech support, and that was a big piece of it. And then we've gradually added, more things over the years as IT has taken just a larger foothold in company infrastructure and, everything that's done at every company.
So if somebody wanted to take the career path, information technology, what are some of those pathways that they could take, and what are some job opportunities they could get working through Marine Park's programs?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the infrastructure side, we've got cybersecurity. That's a big one. That's our biggest IT program right now, as you can imagine, with the data security and everything going on these days. They can do that, and they can kind of, get in a security role at a company, helping secure that company's data, the network, trying to keep people out from accessing it. Tech support, still tech support, helping people with computer issues. Phones, smartphones, things like that. Networking is like just actually making sure everybody at the company is connected, whether it's Wi-Fi, physical connections, cellular data, that kind of stuff. And then when you get more onto the development side, you've got web and mobile, so building out those websites, creating mobile apps for your business, and then the software developer side, actually creating programs that people interact with on a regular basis.
We're talking with Joe Desiderio, the Dean of Business, IT, and AI Innovations from Moraine Park Technical College, here on Community Comment here today. One of the things, when you're at Moraine Park, you get a lot of hands-on learning experience with these trainings and in the program that you have?
Yes, definitely. We have dedicated classrooms for these programs, and students have their own data center where they can work on servers, set up network connections, things like that, run cabling if they need, if they need to learn how to do that. There's special servers they can use for connecting to, for working on cybersecurity programs. And then with the software, with the development side, it's a lot of hands-on because the instructors actually take them through the process of coding and creating these apps and these websites and software applications. So they really get their hands on it and do it a lot.
Now, do you see students come in with extensive backgrounds and maybe like tech type things? And do people come in maybe where they don't have as much experience, but it's a field that interests them?
Yeah, we have a wide range, of people who, they know how to turn on their computer and get to the web, and that's essentially it, to students who know more about computers than their instructors probably do, and are just trying to learn more of the business side of it and, how it works, like to do it as a job. So we have a wide range of people. So it's really set up to get somebody with no experience at all to a point where they can get those entry-level starting IT jobs.
One of the things when it comes to information technology, cybersecurity, I mean, you see something on the news every day where cybersecurity is such an important part of any business these days. And then networking technology and things. How have those trends changed? And that kind of raises the profile, the importance of information technology type programs, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen, like I said earlier, we've seen tremendous growth in our cybersecurity program, especially. Just because it is so important, everybody has to have it. Every business needs to have some kind of cybersecurity. There's insurance companies strictly for cybersecurity, in case there's a data breach, so it's become very, very important, because everybody's online, right? All of our stuff is in the cloud, so it's super important to keep that data secure, and safe, and to keep people from getting into it.
That's probably an ever-changing world because the bad guys sometimes seem to get you know, they keep evolving as well. And that means those involved in information technology, cybersecurity, also have to kind of evolve with the times of how people are trying to compromise other people's data and such.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's we try to be as proactive as we can in those fields, but it inevitably ends up becoming reactive where somebody, like you said, who, you know, comes up with a new way of breaking into a system, and now the cybersecurity people have to react and close those gaps. You know, so it keeps you on your toes, that's for sure. There's always something different coming down the line that you have to deal with.
Lots of great. Anything else about the information technology program that you think people should know about, Joe?
I guess the only thing is we have a couple of what we call IT fundamentals courses. So if somebody's not sure what IT realm they want to head to, all the programs have to take those classes in that first semester. So, and they get exposed to the different offerings we have. So, you know, if they're like, well, I think I want to go cybersecurity, but then they get into there and they're like, well, actually, after taking IT fundamentals, software development's my thing, they can shift into that program with really no loss of time because those initial classes are the same.
Sure. You know, we talked about the AI and also the information technology. Are those, if somebody is involved and would like to get involved in those programs, are they at specific campuses? Are they offered internally? Are they remote? How do those work and where do people attend it when they want to go down those fields?
Yeah. So our cybersecurity program is offered mainly in Fond du Lac, but they can also take the entire program online if they would like. And that's the case with most of our IT programs now. Actually, they can either join on campus, and even if, you know, we also have courses that are done through video conference across multiple campuses. So sometimes in West Bend, sometimes in West Bend and Fond du Lac, they'll connect. You know, we can add rooms to Beaver Dam. Beaver Dam campus just doesn't have a ton of the IT stuff there for those classes. But if it's one of the fundamentals courses, they can definitely take those, on any of the campuses really, or online, where it's completely online or even online where they can join from home using a Microsoft Teams connection.
Awesome. We're talking with Joe Desiderio, the Dean of Business, IT, and AI Innovation at Moraine Park Technical College on Community Comment. Going to take a quick break, check news at the bottom of the hour, Joe, and then I want to ask you some questions about your business programs at Moraine Park. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
This is Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV.
It's great to see you again, Randy. You're my best friend, and I have more flooring troubles for you to solve. I purchased a second lakefront property with my massive wealth, and it could use your professional touch, but I'm almost embarrassed for you to see them.
Relax, Wally. This is a judgment-free zone. We're here for you if you need new floors, but I'm not going to hug you.
These floors make me uncomfortable, Randy. I feel like they're judging me.
Well, let's turn that judgment into jealousy. At Professional Floor Covering in Beaver Dam, we've got carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, ceramic, you just name it. We'll measure, help you design, keep it all within budget, whether you're a big shot like Wally or the average Joe.
And I think I'll have you look at my kitchen and bathroom while you're there, too.
That sounds great, Wally. To give your floor a fresh start to the season, just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam. Let the team at Professional Floor Covering turn your frustrations into fascination today.
Catch Z's with Slumberland and catch all the excitement happening at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, on now at the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has agreed to plead guilty to retaining and transmitting classified documents. ABC's Catherine Falder says Bolton was indicted by a grand jury in October of last year.
We do expect him to enter this plea at some point, which obviously he would need to revise. We are getting indications that he will have a rearrangement, if you will, and that is scheduled for later this month on June 26, where we're told that's where he intends to enter this plea deal.
He is also expected to pay a fine of at least $2 million. Hezbollah has rejected a ceasefire deal between the Israeli government and the Lebanese government. The militant group, backed by Iran, says as long as Israeli troops remain in Lebanon, in its words, the resistance will continue. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits hit the highest number in 4 months last week. Layoffs, however, remain historically low. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Democratic candidate for Governor Francesca Hong is sued over nearly $30,000 in credit card debt. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that court filings show Capital One sued Hong in May, seeking a little more than $29,000 in unpaid credit card charges dating back to 2011. Hong's campaign says the debt has been fully repaid. New tools are available to combat reckless driving in Milwaukee County. The sheriff's office is now authorized to impound vehicles when issuing citations or making arrests for reckless driving. County Executive David Crowley signed the new ordinance on Wednesday. And it's time for June Dairy Month. The 78th Allison Dairyland, Sarah Hagenow, says its roots are aimed at promoting milk consumption and the great benefits of doing so. Many events are happening across the state to celebrate all things dairy. You can find out more online at wisconsindairy.org.
At first, it was just for fun. A little blackjack here, some slots there, a couple of scratch-offs, just a little action. I'd win a bit. Lose a bit, whatever. But then it became constant. It was all I wanted to do. I was lying to my friends and family, telling myself I've got this, when I really didn't. The truth, you don't need a jackpot to win. You just need to know when to stop. If gambling's starting to take over your time, your money, your vibe, you don't have to figure it out alone.
If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Free, confidential, and judgment-free. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message brought to you by the Wisconsin Lottery.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Today, with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 64. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 80. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 73.
Prizes, exclusive experiences,
even cash money. You want it? We've got it. Find a list of all contests and official rules by visiting dailydodge.com/contests.
That's dailydodge.com/contests.
Get fantastic deals on ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. A quick install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. They're loaded with extra features designed to help save you time. Plus, we offer a great in-stock selection ready to take home today. Save big in our huge selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. If you've been avoiding activities you love, make a change. Contact Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, because life is better with the freedom to move.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 10:37. Community comment continues on 95.3 WBEV. I am Wade Bates here today, and glad to have on board Joe Desiderio, Dean of Business, IT, and Innovations, as our guest today. And when you're talking business, Joe, I guess first, Joe, thanks for giving us some time, giving us an hour today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Hey, talking business, a vibrant business program as well for students and lots of opportunities. Can you kind of talk about the business program at Moraine Park Technical College?
Yeah, we have a number of business-related programs, whether it's accounting, business management, marketing, small business and entrepreneurship, human resources, you know, we've got a ton, you know, and also other programs too, like graphic design, video animation design, you know, so we've got quite the realm.
Yeah, I was going to say
of business programs.
You know, when people say they want to get into business, that is probably one of the biggest umbrellas that's out there right now, isn't it? Because there's so many things that fall under that genre and that category.
Yeah, for sure. There's a number of different directions you can go depending on what your interests are. Our business management program is probably the biggest one in my area in that space, and that tends to be a program that people go into if they're not quite sure what they want to do. So you hear it all the time. They're like, oh, I'm going to go into business. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's, you know, that's a big one. But we've got some other very good programs as well. Our accounting program is doing very well. You know, and like I said, we've got programs in HR, you know, in other areas as well.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where at Moraine Park, so many different opportunities for people to figure out what they want to do once they kind of get on campus. Can start the initial initial programs, then can they kind of branch off as they get on site?
Yeah, they can do that. Yeah, there's a number of classes that overlap across a bunch of the programs, and then we have a course that's taken by a lot of students. It's called Intro to Business. Kind of gives them a starting point on it, and then they can switch from there if they want to. It's not quite as seamless as like the IT programs I mentioned before, but really they can work with their advisors and really kind of talk through, like, you know, what they're interested in doing, and then the advisor can kind of guide them in the direction of the correct program.
We're talking with Joe Desiderio, Dean of Business, IT, and Innovation here on 95.3 WBEV Community Comment. You mentioned leadership, entrepreneurship, and management skills. Three things that I think no matter what field you go into, it's great to be honed and educated in that in those three words, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, entrepreneurship is a big one, and we have a lot of students that enjoy that. You know, it's if you're interested in starting your own business, or you're already working in a small business and you're trying to just get better at running that business. And then leadership and management, I mean, yeah, those are huge. You need those skills really no matter what career you get into.
So you mentioned the entrepreneurship. If somebody's like, okay, I want to own a business, you know, X or whatever during my life, just what types of things would you learn in entrepreneurship?
Yeah, so it starts with let me just pull it up here.
Sure,
real fast.
No problem.
It talks about, you know, marketing principles, you know, so like how do you market your business, team building and problem solving, you know, like working with your employees and, you know, and maybe your business partners if there's more than one of you, you know, social media, you know, like how do I use social media to promote my business as well. You know, and then they get into the entrepreneurship pieces of it. And then they take like a basic accounting course so they can learn how to keep their books for their business, human resource management, again, personnel. They get into purchasing inventory, writing a small business plan. And then they actually have a capstone that they can do where they can either do a pop-up like small business, or they have to do like a pitch event. So like think Shark Tank. And if they, you know, they do that pitch event, they can actually compete to win money that can then help seed their business.
Sure. My daughter has had kind of the business. She had to do something very similar to that in high school in an entrepreneurship mm-hmm. class that they offer. And that, you know, kind of sparked her looking, maybe that's a direction that that you want to get. And obviously Moraine Park would be the next stepping stone for that. When it comes to transfers and career pathways, I mean, how does the business side all blend into that? And how does that work once you get going?
Yeah, so, I mean, it really can start in high school. You know, we've got classes that students can take dual credit, meaning the it's our course, but they're taught by high school instructors, or they can take what we call Start College Now, where it's our classes taught by our instructors. So they can take those while they're still in high school, and sometimes they can even earn, like, a credential, like a certificate or a tech diploma. And then they can take those and come to campus, and they've got that much – those fewer credits to take to finish our associate's degree. And then a lot of our programs do transfer to four-year universities. And there is a page on our website, and it's called Transfer to a Four-Year College, and you can actually pick the program, and it'll tell you all of the colleges that we have agreements with for that program.
Sure. I also
where they can hopefully enter in as a junior junior once they finish our associate's degree.
Talking with Joe Desiderio, Dean of Business, IT, and AI Innovations on Community Comment. I actually have two daughters in high school that are taking classes through Moraine Park next year, and that's such a great process and an opportunity for kids, isn't it, the partnerships that local schools have with Moraine Park?
Yeah, definitely, and, you know, and sometimes, like I said before, they can actually earn a credential, mm-hmm. which not only benefits them because they might be able to get a job right out of high school, but it also benefits the school. Because there's funding that the school gets if a student completes one of those credentials, and you know, and then it's that laddering, that career pathway, like you said, that you know they see success, they finish this piece of it, and then hopefully it encourages them to continue on and finish the associate's degree. And then potentially even transfer out to four-year school.
You know, one of the great things about business education as well is that it does support, you know, you talk about regional workforce and the needs, the ever-growing needs across the region. The business education does do that, doesn't it, Joe?
It does. And, you know, and business is, it's everywhere. It's universal. It's in every business. It's in every company, you know. So, there's always a need for people who know how to work in HR or accounting, you know, business management, you know, leadership skills, you know, stuff like that. So it's very transferable to different industries, you know, different types of jobs.
We're talking with Joe Desiderio from Moraine Park. We're going to take a quick break and talk about, as we touched on a little bit now, industry partnerships and the impact that they can make on the workforce across the region. Joe, one more segment. I appreciate you joining us today on Community Comment.
Sounds good. Thank you.
This is 95.3 WBEV. We're powered by Daily Dodge.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. No one sells Sealy for less than us during our Memorial Day Save Big Sale. Shop local and get this wintergreen Sealy mattress for as little as $299 with an amazing sleep guarantee. Or check out our Sealy Saffa Park firm mattress for as little as $499. Or if you need some adjustment in your life, if you need some pain relief and you need to sleep really, really well, take advantage of our Sealy Posturepedic Hagerstown mattress for as little as $999 in the queen size, and you get a free adjustable power base. Save up to $900 on select adjustable mattress sets and no interest for up to 72 months on select Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster's mattresses. Save up to $400 on Sealy Posturepedic, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, and save up to $900 on Stearns & Foster's on select adjustable mattress sets. Shop local with us and save big during our Memorial Day sale going strong at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
Hey, you. It's me, your window. I'm tired. I leak air, I rattle, and honestly, I'm terrible at my job.
Wait, my window is talking?
Yup, and you deserve better. Like Pella Windows installed by Hometown Glass and Improvement. They're energy efficient, quiet, and actually keep the heat and AC where it belongs. Inside.
That does sound better.
Trust me. Retire me.
Good thing I can call Hometown Glass and Improvement for a free window estimate today.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
1047 at 95.3 WBEV. I am Wade Bates with you for a community comment today. And been talking with Joe Desiderio from Moraine Park Technical College, the Dean of Business, IT, and AI Innovations. And we talked a little bit at the end there, Joe, about industry partnerships and the impact that that business can make on the regional workforce. I guess you know, lots of things going on, including role of advisory committees and people involved in the community have a big impact on what you do and what programs you offer at Moraine Park. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of the core of, yes, of what we do, really. We have advisory committees for every one of our programs, and that's, those committees are made up of industry partners from our district area, so Dodge, Washington, Fond du Lac, Green Lake counties, and people who work in those fields. So, you know, we have people from Michaels, you know, Mayville, you know, Mercury Marine, you know, all kinds of companies, big and small, you know. So, and they really help us keep a pulse on what's happening in those particular industries, so we know what adjustments we need to make. We also have to include them in certain decisions around programs, whether we're creating a new program or we have to make curriculum changes to a program. We need actually documented meeting minutes where they express their support for those changes in new programs. So, you know, we really rely on them to help us kind of understand what's going on and what's coming down the line that we need to adjust for.
That's probably one of those things where that's a continuous thing, isn't it, when it comes to just businesses evolve and different industries evolve. And you guys can probably, you know, evolve your programs pretty quickly as well when you see which way trends are going.
Yeah, we try to move as fast as we can. We are limited by certain, like, state requirements from the Wisconsin Technical College System Office. But we really try to adjust as quickly as we can. And if it's just a matter of, like, oh, here's this new topic we need to, like, make sure our students in that program understand, we can add that pretty quick. I mean, that's just a matter of adding it to the course. But if it's something bigger, then it takes just a little bit longer. But we're still pretty nimble with that, where we can adjust on pretty quickly.
You know, one of the things Moraine Park also kind of hangs their hat on is the partnerships they have with employers and internship opportunities where kids can get, and students, I should say, can get real hands-on opportunities in the exact field, the real-world experience while they're getting their education, can't they?
Yeah, so a number of our programs have internship requirements. Some of them have internships that students can do. It's not necessarily required. You know, sometimes it's harder than others to find those internship opportunities. There's only so many to go around. But we do work very closely with our employers. They come in and present to our students quite frequently and talk about what it's like. We've started inviting students to our advisory committees so they can actually be part of those discussions. We just had in April, we had a joint advisory committee where every program I oversee, we had everybody in the same room at the same time. And then we invited a bunch of students to that, and that was really cool. There was a lot of great discussions going on. The students loved it because they got to meet people, network, and just learn about a lot of different things from different program areas.
Yeah, and it's important with that partnership as well that you are teaching what the business world needs and what the world needs, correct? Where people come out and they're like, with the partnership you have, it's important. So it's not like, no, we don't teach it. We don't do it that way anymore. You guys are pretty in touch with how things are done once you have students graduate and move on into their full-time positions.
Yeah, we conduct graduate surveys every so often. I forget exactly when the students get those. So we survey the student and the employer that the student is working for, to see, like, you know, is what they learned at the college beneficial? You know, are they applying it? You know, are they happy with how things went? You know, and for both the employer and the student. So, so we rely a lot on that data. mainly it's working with those advisory committees, because the people in those advisory committees tend to hire quite a few of our students, and, you know, they can tell us firsthand, you know, 'cause we meet twice a year, so every 6 months we get together with them, and they can tell us firsthand, like, you know, your students are great, but we, you know, we would really like them to have this, you know, so we can then take that and hopefully incorporate that into our programs.
We talked a little bit of it as well, but like, how is Moraine Park helping with the workforce to address challenges, you know, across the region? Because you always hear stories about, you know, there are shortages in these careers and in these pathways. How does MPTC work with that, and how do they stay in tune with helping make sure we can fill positions that are needed to make everything run smoothly around here?
Yeah, so I mean, again, that's keeping tabs with our advisory committees as well, but also we have a team here, our institutional effectiveness team, who really kind of monitor the workforce needs and the jobs and, you know, and things like that. And so we try to base our new programs basically on projections that we get from that department. And like, you know, like, oh, we're seeing a rise in this industry or this type of job need, you know, we may want to look at adding a credential related to that. We also have our economic workforce development team here who work very closely with customized training. So if a particular business needs like something specific, you know, we can usually develop something for that need pretty quickly. You know, they'll work on a contract or whatever and come up with what the course is going to look like and, you know, and things like that. And we can usually do those fairly quickly.
So, Joe, is there anything else that people need to know about that aspect when it comes to just the workforce impact? Or if I guess anything I didn't ask you about so far with on this aspect at MPTC?
I don't think so. I mean, just keep an eye on our website and our Facebook and other social medias, Instagram, TikTok, you know, X, all of them. You know, we're always sharing cool stories and things that are coming down the line.
I was going to ask you, so if somebody, obviously a lot of high school graduations over the last month or so across the region, what is the timeline to get enrolled at Moraine Park, whether, you know, even some of the stuff we're talking about now when it comes to, you know, AI, information technologies, the business, if somebody's interested in becoming a student, what's the timeline for that to get enrolled and continuing on their education?
Yeah, I mean, we'll take applications pretty much any time. Just, you know, there are certain timelines for, you know, like if they want to start this fall, they've got really up until like the week before the semester starts on it, to be honest, to really get in there and get registered and get signed up for classes. You know, it might be a little bit of a hairy first week or so while they try to get their books and if they need any and, you know, things like that. But really they can apply now. And get registered and be ready to roll for fall. This week summer classes just started, so you know, so those are some of those are going on. But if somebody's looking to get registered for fall, you know, now's the time. If they haven't done it already, some students have already done it before they even finished high school all the way. So.
Start with MoraineParkEDU. You can get everything. You can probably find anything you need to know, a good starting point. Joe, I appreciate the time and appreciate all that Moraine Park Technical College does for everybody across the region.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me. It was awesome, so I appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much. That's Joe Desiderio, the Dean of Business, IT, and AI Innovations. Here on 95.3 WBEV, and this has been Community Comment. We've got some of your favorite hits coming up at 11 o'clock on 95.3 WBEV. Don't forget, we have Milwaukee Brewers baseball today. 12:35 is the pregame show, 1:10 the first pitch. We're at the 1:10 first pitches now with the June calendar flipping to June. I love those 12:05 pregame shows and 12:40 first pitches. Even like the 6:05 pregames and the 6:40 first pitches on weeknights. Love those, but the Brewers trying to win the series with the San Francisco Giants today. And again, Brat Fry today, 4 until 6 today at Swan Park, along with the Beaver Dam Rec Department. They have their Wet n' Wild summer event at the Splash Pad. So many different things going on over there. Bring the kids over. $2 for that Pernats brat and the drink. And also get your card stamped so you can possibly be in the running to win $4,000. Thanks to our good friends at Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. All you have to do is attend 5 brat fries. You don't even need to buy a brat. Just get that card punched and you are good to go. This is Community Comment. I am Wade Bates, filling in for Justin on 95.3 WBEV. We are powered by Daily Dodge.
Do you have 3XY?